All right. We are under other business at this time. So for Lake and Lathrop, the couple things have happened. Developer has submitted a site remediation plan, which is required as a condition in the plan development approval. So they submit that. It's a largely technical document that just deals with the process and steps, timelines, things like that for the cleanup on the site. I don't personally review that. We have an environmental consultant that reviews that. So they've reviewed that, made comments. There's a back and forth to that. Ultimately, our consultant says, okay, this is where it needs to be. And then that got approved by the village board. So not an insignificant step. So that outlines how they're going to go again and proceed with the cleanup on that site. They have applied for demolition permit. And as of either last night or this morning, we'll be issuing that permit to start demolition out there. There is one remaining tenant. Tenant and the landlord are involved in a landlord-tenant dispute over the lease. The landlord started an eviction process through the Cook County court system. That concluded a couple weeks ago. I actually was brought in, I was subpoenaed to testify on behalf of the developer in that the claim by the tenant was that the redevelopment agreement had been terminated at one point, and as such, as part of their lease agreement, that they would get additional term on their lease. We never, through all the iterations and back and forth, we never terminated the agreement. We amended it several times. We've restated it. So it was mostly a legal argument, and I was the star witness for that. Anyhow, make a long story short, the judge ruled in favor of the landlord, the developer, on the eviction. There's a counterclaim that's pending from the Cigar Oasis folks back to the developer. I don't know the status of that. They were supposed to be out by last Friday. I don't believe that's transpired. And now it runs through the eviction process through the Cook County Sheriff's Office. So, eventually they'll have to move out unless the judge, there's an appeal or a stay or something like that. But to my knowledge, that has not taken place yet. So the demolition is going to be phased. They're going to start working on like Annie's and the other building. They've done a lot.
They're going to start on this side, and then they're going to start on this side.
Yeah, so that's certainly part of it. But certainly, definitely, these are all good steps. It's, it's been an incremental process. It's been a journey, but we're starting to move along, and that's good stuff.
I'm assuming since there's a demo in place and permits that are being granted, that whatever pre-sales they needed, they've received, and the bank's funding this, or?
So there's...
if they're demoing it, they're going to build it, we are assuming.
Potentially. I mean, there's still the ability that we could call that property back, and then we would reimburse them for the demolition. So yes and no. And they could ultimately get a bridge loan too. So I don't know if they've, I don't believe they've hit their, they're about 25% pre-sale, so they've got a little bit more work to do. But at the end of the day, we got to get the property demoed and we got to get it cleaned up, right? And so these are still incremental steps. The ultimate goal is obviously the redevelopment, but we're still starting to slowly but surely knock each step along, and that's important. And then the other item in open session here is Chicago and Harlem. They did come in for permit, which is great. We're reviewing those permits. Obviously, there's some back and forth on that where we provide review comments back to the developer, building owner, et cetera. But that's been moving along very nicely. So we're actually excited about that. And I would say hopefully here in the next month or so, we'll be issuing a building permit so they can start construction. And I know they've been working on closing on the properties and things of that nature. So those folks have been great to work with, very professional, and they're moving. I mean, this isn't their first rodeo, clearly, so, which is nice.
If there's any other business or comments before we entertain a motion for executive session?
All right, so I'll need a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of acquisition of real property for the public use and the potential sale of real property.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay.
Close the door.
Yeah, let me just get a roll call here. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Present.
Yeah, sure. Thumbs up.
It wasn't a trick question.
No.
You like it changes.
Ms.
Just grunt.
Yeah. Ms. Caveman EDC. Ms. Lapika.
Present.
Mr. Brangle.
Present.
And Mr. Neubecker.
Present.